Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing great, Tommy. What is up?
Well, the NFL trade deadline is up. That's over with. Tell me what the Saints did.
Yeah, it was most of the day yesterday. We kind of were waiting around, seeing if the Saints would finally do anything. Coming in late with two moves, around, I guess, 11:30 noonish was the first trade for the team. We got word that Rashid Shaheed was being dealt, the wide receiver slash kick return specialist, being sent to the Seattle Seahawks. He's reunited with offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak in Seattle, who got to play with him as one of his weapons for 1 year here in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But in return, Seattle sending the Saints a fourth and a fifth round pick in this coming draft, the 2026 draft. The other move for the Saints was at the deadline, like literally came in as a deadline deal for this team before the trade deadline expired, and they sent Trevor Penning, the offensive lineman, a former first-round pick of this team. The Chargers in L.A. end up wanting to take a reclamation project with him, and they send the Saints a draft pick in 2027, a sixth-round pick there. And I know a lot of folks, they've had mixed emotions on it, but are at least happy they're getting something for a former first-rounder that just could never get things on track here in New Orleans. But wish Penning all the best. It just didn't work here.
Why do you think it didn't work?
We saw the switch. He's, you know, starting out at tackle, left tackle, right tackle, the move to guard. Just his technique and the way he approaches the game doesn't work at the NFL level. Things might have been great at Northern Iowa, but it just didn't translate into the NFL, and you just saw him being slow to get off the line and guys zooming by him, and so many times ends up causing havoc in the backfield for the Saints. They tried different positions for this big man who had this attitude about him that wanted to be this bully mm-hmm. on the offensive line, and it just didn't translate here.
I remember seeing something a long time ago about an NFL coach on NFL Films talking about we had a lot of big giants out here. We had a lot of bodybuilders out here, but they weren't football players, and they weren't able to make it in the NFL. And it seems to me, no disrespect to Trevor Penning, and look, as it goes, I wish him the best. But it just seems like, man, it was a mistake. I hate to say it, but it seems like it was a mistake.
No, there's no doubt about it. It goes into the pile of unfortunate early draft pick mistakes that the Saints team made, and Trevor Penning, definitely one of the biggest fails that I can remember in a long time. You took this guy 19th overall and really never, ever, ever lived up to that hype for you.
Tell me about some players that you thought perhaps might have been on the block that are still there.
Yeah, with the wide receiver room, I figured that you're going to get rid of Chris Olave or with Rashid Shaheed. Shaheed ended up being the one that got dealt. I was kind of surprised that there was nothing No interest. Well, maybe there was. They just couldn't get a deal done for possibly one of the linebackers in DeMario Davis or Pete Werner. You thought there would be, you know, kind of help around the league someone needed. And even pass rusher. I don't know if they got calls on somebody like a Cam Jordan or Carl Granderson just because it's so hard to get those guys in the NFL. And especially like someone like Carl Granderson, I don't think would have cost the team too much money. We heard Mickey Loomis come on not too long ago on the Saints Hour with Mike Hoss, though, and sounded then like he was not in the business of wanting to just open up the cupboard and start giving away guys. He was like, we're in the business of acquiring talent, not giving it away. So Loomis definitely sounded right off the bat to me very hesitant to be active at this deadline.
What does this say about the rest of the season going forward?
Right now for the offensive line, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how things shake out there. We know with penning out the mix, will we see more from a Dylan Raidens, a guy you got as a veteran for the Tennessee Titans, or maybe in that rookie in Torricelli Simpkins? We know with Cesar Ruiz out, it looks like Luke Fortner is holding down that center spot. And there's a little bit of questions right now at right tackle, too, since Taliese Fuaga came up with an injury last game. Probably Awesome Richards in that spot. So the offensive line, definitely a little bit of a patchwork performance going forward. We're going to have to keep an eye on from them. But with the wide receiver room, definitely opens up opportunities for a guy you traded for from the Denver Broncos. And Devon Valet, you gave up a fourth-round selection for him. And there's been a lot of anger towards that move since the Saints weren't really getting him any action, any playing time. It just wasn't there. This move with Shaheed definitely gives him an opportunity at more touches. I would expect Brandon Cooks now to be that number two wide out, but Devon Valet moves into that number three role and hopefully opens up those opportunities for him, and we get to see maybe that usage in the red zone with that big body.
He's a big guy, man.
We've heard about, right?
Yeah, he's a big old guy, 6'5". Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about the what happened in Los Angeles and looking ahead to the Carolina Panthers. Steve Geller is our guest, WWL Sports Director. Got any questions, comments about the Saints, trades, etc., 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, somebody wants to know if the Rashid Shaheed thing has anything to do with the salary cap or Trevor Penning or anything?
With Rashid Shaheed, for me, the move definitely came because he's going to be becoming a free agent at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the Saints were going to pony up and pay this guy. He's more of that luxury piece right now for this offense, which is still trying to find its way. So I feel like you're more apt to move on from him than a guy like a Chris Olave, who was also a first-round pick for you. You still have him under contract for next season, but right now I didn't think they were going to pay Shaheed, so it made sense to move on and at least recoup some assets for him instead of getting nothing.
So how do they find their way? Because, you know, it was very discouraging on Sunday, to say the least, and you hear Kellen Moore every week say, you know, we got to get better, I got to coach better, I got to this, I got to that, we got to that. But how do you turn that around? Tell me, because I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know.
The biggest thing that I think hurts the offense right now, Tommy, is the lack of a run game. Like, it just doesn't seem to be existent anymore. Whether they abandon it early or when they do try it, it's not getting those big chunk yardages in the runs. And I'm concerned about Alvin Kamara hitting that 29-year-old wall as a running back. It just doesn't seem he still has that same burst anymore. I always thought this was a dude that basically lived in the Matrix, the moves we saw him pull off on the field. And that just hasn't been that elusive guy at the moment. But when you're getting hit as soon as you're getting the ball either as the running back, that doesn't help either. But some way, somehow, Kellen Moore has to find a way to get this run game going to help his quarterback out. And he knows that, too. The Saints' rushing attack has just been mired in the mud. And I don't know how they get out of it right now. Hopefully, this switch they make some adjustments with Trevor Penning out of the mix. And I know, like I said, without Eric McCoy, you're in big trouble as it is. So, but this offensive line has to find a way to at least help this run game out to help the quarterback out, and that in turn will at least get things running a little bit smoother on offense.
I would never question Alvin Kamara. However, I will say this, that the difference in the NFL, you know, that is minuscule when you talk about him being in the Matrix.
Yeah.
But it is hard to tell because I don't know whether he's got that difference is gone where he doesn't have that minuscule split second that would have made a difference, or if he's got somebody hanging all over him from the beginning and it wouldn't have mattered anyway. That's what I can't tell.
No, it's really discouraging. Like you said, I would never doubt Alvin Kamara. For me, even like you watched him during training camp practices, he stands out above the rest because he is that talented of a dude, and we're just not seeing it right now. Especially folks know in fantasy football, he has been a waste for you.
It's kind of hard when you got somebody getting to you as soon as, you know, you get the ball. Tell me about the Carolina Panthers real quick.
Not a great squad, offensive, defensive. They're kind of middle of the road. They have found the run game, though. Rico Dowdle, former Dallas Cowboy, has been a nightmare. So definitely slowing him down is going to be a big key for this Florida lead D in this matchup.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll be listening this afternoon. QB to QB, Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert, plus more with Sports Talk. We come back, talk to Ronald Surpass, take a deep dive into crime as we always do every Wednesday morning here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.